Word of mouth.
This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Rebecca Lavoy, in for Virginia Prescott. Coming up on the show, New York Times comedy critic Jason Zinnemann on the gay comics breaking through one of the final barriers in stand-up. Plus, ever wonder how those super niche specialty stores stay in business? Me too. That's why we sent one of our own to find out how a flag store makes money when it's not the 4th of July. But first, busting through the paycheck taboo. It's been a long-held notion that what you make for a living is a secret best kept between you and your HR department. Well, maybe no more. We've been keeping an eye on the growing trend of salary transparency, in particular, a website called Glassdoor. It's a site that allows people to anonymously post what they make for a living, reviews of their employers, and other details that could put workers in a much better position to negotiate. We're not sure about how companies feel about it, so we asked Samantha Zupin, Director of Corporate Communications for Glassdoor, to join us. Samantha, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Hi, Rebecca. Thank you so much for having me on.
I'll admit, I've been poking around on Glassdoor for a few months now. It's a little bit voyeuristic and a little bit addictive.
Yep.
but for listeners who haven't been on the site, can you describe how it works?
Yeah, absolutely. So job candidates and employees come to Glassdoor to share their insights on what it's like to work where they work, what they earn, or what their interview experience has been like. So you really get this inside look about company culture, compensation, and just the all-about interview process, too.
It does seem like asking people what they make for a living has been considered taboo. I know I was told that was rude when I was growing up. Why should that maybe change?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's one of those historical things, right, that we all grew up with, where you weren't supposed to say what your salary was. And I think there's a certain fear around that, that if you put out your salary information, that it might be lower than those who you knew. And I think that's one of the kind of secrets to Glassdoor's success and why we've seen so much content come pouring in, is when people can provide this information anonymously about where they work and kind of sharing that kind of insight, it helps people make more informed career decisions. And considering that this is something that we spend hours and hours on week after week pouring our heart and souls into with our jobs, it just makes a lot of sense that you're kind of making more informed career decisions around salary information.
One thing that I learned is that the site sort of prompts you to sign up and asks you for some information about your company so that you can see more stuff. It does seem like it's harder to post anonymously when you work at a small business. I, for example, am kind of the only person at my company who has my job. So what does Glassdoor do to make sure that people can remain anonymous if they want to?
Yeah, that's a really great question. So using that example, if you're the only one with your job title at your company, that's one of the things we point out. We don't want to have you feel like that information gets out to that person sitting next to you. So you can simply say, you know, I work for, let's say, NPR, and this is my pay, or this is what I think of the job environment. So it gives you that little added cover. So I think there's a lot of kind of mechanisms that we have in place so that you can still get the information out that you're looking for. And Glassdoor really has this kind of pay-it-forward model, so that when you provide some piece of information, whether it's an interview review for either your current or even your former employer, a workplace photo, you get access to all this other information so that, let's say, you're going in for a salary negotiation or you're looking for a new job, you have the information at the fingertips.
We have covered on the show before false ratings on other crowdsourced websites like TripAdvisor, where it turns out a lot of reviews are fake. Is there any vetting process of reviews before they're posted to your site?
There absolutely is. And data integrity for our site is one of the most important pieces. So we have a multi-tier review process that goes for every single piece of content that gets submitted to Glassdoor. That includes both technological reviews, so we have a number of steps that go into that. And then we have a full team of people that review every single piece of content that comes in. And we have a strict set of community guidelines, and about 15% or so of the content that comes into Glassdoor is rejected because it doesn't meet our community guidelines.
I wonder about company pushback. Have you been contacted by companies or corporations who have, you know, a problem with what their employees are posting on your site?
You know, that's a really interesting question, because when we started, right, there was obviously this tremendous value that, you know, as a job seeker, as an employee, you could see right from the get-go. And I think the parallel that we've seen is something that also happened in the retail space. So, for example, when ratings and reviews came to the retail space, retailers were kind of shocked of, how do I handle this information, right? All of a sudden, it made the difficulty around what you did for your products and the selling around that a lot more challenging. But just as in retail, people started to figure out how they could use that information to better sell their products. And I think what you're seeing now with the workplace and how companies are adopting it is they're finding how they can use this information to better recruit, to improve their employment brand. In fact, we work with hundreds of employers today so that they can also have their share of voice. It's interesting. We actually just did a survey, and we asked job seekers, you know, do you want to hear from employers? And 96% said, yeah. You know, we do want to get that employer opinion as well, because they want to get this full look of what it's like to work at a company from everybody who's involved in it, whether it's the HR professional, the executive, the, all echelons of the company, so that they can make sure that it's the right fit for them.
One of the fun things about the site, I think, is the interview questions that people post. You know, I interviewed at so-and-so company, and this is what I was asked. Are there some that stick out as being really odd to you when you're sort of scanning the site? Can you give us some examples of those?
Absolutely. And I have to admit, this is one of my kind of personal bests of the site as well. And I think it's interesting now because it's showing this movement beyond those typical stereotype questions of, you know, tell me your strengths or tell me your weaknesses. And so a couple questions that stood out, there was a Goldman Sachs candidate who was asked, if you were shrunk to the size of a pencil and put in a blender, how would you get out? And you see this question, and of course that immediate reaction is exactly what yours is right now of just, oh goodness, and a little bit of a laugh.
Well, if they're working at Goldman Sachs, they can probably just stand under the giant pile of money and hop out
of the blender. Oh, well, hopefully, right? But I think what's really remarkable about some of these questions is for companies that are asking these, it's a really great opportunity for a candidate to say, well, maybe could you tell me a little bit more about why you're asking that question? Because most often what it is companies just want to see the way job candidates think. And I think that's such a great tool for an interview process. Because there's another survey stat that we have that says 64% of people found that when they were in the interview process and then once they were actually in the job, the expectations of what were set in the interview was completely different than what the job entailed. And I think, again, this is part of what this dialogue should be. An interview always should be a two-way process of, you know, does this kind of questions that are getting asked replicate the kind of tough questions that you'll face when you're on the job? And how you're going to have to get into the details of what the job involves, really.
Well, very interesting site, as I said, a little bit addictive and voyeuristic. Samantha, thanks so much for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Samantha Zupin, she's Director of Corporate Communications at Glassdoor.com, one of a growing number of websites that lets people anonymously post their salaries and reviews of their employers online. For more on Glassdoor and the emerging trend of pay transparency, go to wordofmouthradio.org. Speaking of posting, well, not so anonymously, it seems that some very savvy staffer of President Obama's was likely behind his posting on the social forum Reddit yesterday. I learned about the president's posts on the I Am a Reddit yesterday when I saw it trending on Twitter. I Am A, by the way, is where users prompt others to AMA or ask me anything on Reddit. Now, a little transparency here. When I saw the president's AMA trending on Twitter, I also saw a tweet that said this: right now, producers in newsrooms everywhere are asking their smartest interns to explain how Reddit works. That tweeter was right, because everything I told you about Reddit just now, I learned it from our intern, Zach Nugent. Thanks for that, Zach. Coming up, we're not quite done with Zach yet. We'll hear what he found out when he visited a store that's long made us wonder, how the heck do they stay in business? That story when word of mouth continues.